So yeah, I was in the UK last September, and it was very peaceful, very pro-Charlie Kirk. I think my theory is Britain has not had free speech ever up until 2 years ago when Elon bought Twitter. And all of a sudden, when the media lies and says, this guy's a racist, this guy was harassing Muslims, this guy waterboarded a beautiful little Syrian child, you can go, no, that Syrian child was threatening to rape his sister and he just shoved him. And now the media, who is the media and the government are the same thing there. I mean, it's the British Broadcasting Corporation. It is the government. So they're not used to not controlling the narrative. They're actually working hard to shut down Twitter in Britain. So one of the reasons I think they identify with Charlie Kirk so much is they just got free speech for the first time ever in 2020. Was it four when he bought it? So obviously when the messiah of free speech is killed, excuse my blasphemy, they feel it. So let me, if you're remotely near Britain or you're remotely interested in Britain, I mean, Britain is a dystopian time machine of where we will be in 5 years. So again, ignore it at your peril. But let's give them a free ad here.
May 16th. May 16th, four nations, one kingdom. The entire globe's media, the alternative media, the independent media, citizen journalists from every country in the world are descending on our capital city on May 16th. Your voice, your message is going worldwide. We've got the world's attention. Now, what comes with that? I'm excited because on September 13th, we laid the foundation for a cultural movement. It's going to grow. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be in central London and your country needs you. Why am I here now talking about this? Because from the days of the English Defence League, what builds a cultural movement? Music. We had our own songs in the EDL. We had our own identity. That's what we've brought to you with Unite the Kingdom. It's who we are. We're uniting four nations, one kingdom. That's the name of our new song. We're releasing this song now. I ask you to learn it, share it, spread it. Everywhere I walk before the last event, every street I walk down, we'll see you on September 13th, Tommy. We'll see you on September
13th. That's the previous one.
Make sure May 16th is etched in everyone's mind, everywhere. Every video you make, every comment you make.
I think it might be different. I think it might pop off, as they say. And I'm worried about Tommy going to jail again. His list of crimes, what he actually did, if you actually look it up, it's exactly the same as Trump. 34 counts as a felon. Oh, that sounds really bad. I guess it's arson, rape, murder, child sex charges. They must be, and when you have that many, there's going to be like all the other criminals, right? When you look up a career criminal's rap sheet, there's a wide variety of horrific things. No, it's boring paperwork, lies, and garbage. And that's the same with Tommy. Right now, actually, he's doing a talk tonight in Gainesville, Florida, at the University of Florida. But when he goes back, which is in a couple weeks, he's facing 10 years. Why is he facing 10 years? Again, I know you're parochial, you don't have a passport, you don't care about Britain, but this is relevant. He's facing 10 years because he had gotten so many threats. He's had 13 major threats on his life. I don't mean like someone's rude on Twitter. I mean the police, by law, I think it's called Overton's Law.
Something like that, yeah.
Because someone was threatened and the police didn't tell him, and the guy was killed. So the police have come to his house 13 times and said, you have a credible threat. He's on the front page of the ISIS jihadist newsletter with a target on his face. So anyway, he's on the lam. He's with his wife and kids. He's got similar kids to me. And a reporter tracks him down, takes pictures of him, and doxes the hotel he's at. Like says what hotel he's staying at while there's everything short of an official fatwa out on him. So you're threatening my children's lives is what you're doing. And as I keep saying, you know, what jihad and left-wing liberal Karens have in common is they're happy to dox your house and put your children's safety in general. The mafia, in peril, in danger. The mafia, Bloods and Crips, if your kids are around, they will not shoot you. They'll wait till you're alone. Not liberals, not the Dems, not the media. They're happy to throw your kids into the wood chipper with you. That just shows they're demonic. So he showed the journalists, he sent the journalists privately, didn't make it public, a picture of his own house. And he said, how would you feel if I published this?